All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Let's go right to the phones. Good morning to David Adame. He is the CEO of Chicanos Por La Causa. David, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And who's this young lady, Lydia, who's also on the other line? Introduce her for me.
Well, Lydia is our president of the region in southern Arizona, which includes Tucson and the Pima region. So I wanted to make sure that she was on there so she can talk about what she knows specifically about the region.
Awesome. Lydia, good morning. Welcome
good
to the
morning.
Show.
Thank you so much. And what nice tributes to the recently late Kenny Rogers. Love the song.
Absolutely. So for people who just Tallahassee, Florida, please tell them what Chicanos Por La Causa is, what they do, how long you've been doing it. Let's give them a quick little, let's catch them up to speed.
Well, we've been in Arizona for 51 years, and what we're about is empowering lives in whatever form that is, whether you're suffering from a challenge like domestic violence or substance abuse, or you're in a part of your life where you just need a hand up to maybe start a business and help businesses. We actually are a SBA lender, so we're keeping track of all the programs that are going to be offered by the federal government. I was listening to the previous caller, and you know, we're working on getting all the research and information so we can share that. So we're about empowering lives and really just giving that hand up.
So, Lydia, let's talk about the efforts here in southern Arizona over the years. Let's talk about give me one or two examples of some specific things you guys feel like you're making headway in southern Arizona.
You bet. First of all, you know, CPSC often serves as a facilitator, as David was explaining, to the overall ecosystem of private and public services in the community and in a number of different pillars. Some really prime examples is we have two schools here in Tucson that are very well run and highly acclaimed, and so we have a very strong point in education. And we also have an initiative that's been going on for several decades that brings families and children together called Para Los Niños, which started out as a holiday celebration and really is more of a theme of how we're bringing services, resources, and programs to families, to students, and to small business owners all around the community.
How long have you guys been around?
We're celebrating 51 years as an organization and 40 years straight here in Pima County.
So talk about the, just real quick, give me a quick story on how, why, who started Chicanos Por La Causa and why? What's the origin story, as we say in a superhero movie?
Well, the origin story is this was back during the civil rights movement. There was a thing called the Chicano movement, and it was throughout the Southwest, and it started in the schools. We started these walkouts of the schools looking for just a fair opportunity. We didn't feel as a community that the school system was providing appropriate information about getting higher education. So it started in Crystal City, Texas, then L.A., and then we were third, and this was in Phoenix, and walked out for a day, didn't get much attention, walked out for a week, a little bit more, but then we walked out for a month. And it was all around this peaceful protest. You know, we were very close. Some of our young leaders at the time were very close to Cesar Chavez during those days. And we felt that this peaceful movement, looking at from an economic development standpoint, that we could make a difference. And, you know, we've grown from being more of an advocacy group to being what we call a community development corporation, where we do housing here in southern Arizona. We do small business lending. We operate charter high schools. We operate senior centers. We operate family apartment units, just full services. As an organization, and we serve, you know, close to 400,000 people on an annual basis here in Arizona, and we have, you know, over 1,000 employees in our team. So we're actually an economic engine for the state. We recently did a study, a 10-year study of what was our economic impact to the state, and from a financial standpoint, we were close to a $2 billion impact to the state of Arizona.
So there's lots of challenging things ahead of us right now in relation to the current state of the world, and Tucson didn't do a great job last time of filling out their census. Even more challenging than ever right now of people who are supposed to be distancing from each other and, you know, trapped binge watching their Netflix. So let's talk about how important it is for the region for census filling out time.
Maybe you start.
You bet. Well, of course.
And we got a couple minutes just to give you a warning, okay?
Oh, okay, great.
So.
The census is obviously a very good tool and very needed right now. And I think right here, and given the current times as you're talking about, it's a really good opportunity to take a step back and look at the bigger picture of how to reflect on what gathering information really means and how that's important to any region, particularly ours here in Southern Arizona. CPLC has been really proud to be considered one of the tally centers and be named as one of the tally centers around our state as well as other states. And yet, with the current circumstances, we kicked into quick mode to follow the new regulations and to be proactive in moving toward phone interviews, video exchange of information, and of course, encouraging people to fill out their census online, and how this, and explaining how this very much links to the funding that we're going to get, but also the information of the data itself, together with other kinds of tools, like right here in our region, All of Us research program, which has been headed for many years right out of our own U of A College of Medicine. Tools that are data-driven and diversity-oriented are really going to be powerful in the forecasting and trend analysis and those kind of efforts. And CPLC has been in the forefront of those kinds of change and looking ahead to the future. So we're really engaged with encouraging people of all walks of nature, of all corners of our community, to be active and to get their information in, so that we can be using this to provide services and resources going forward.
Well, I'd love for you guys, when things calm down and we're having a few guests in-house here at the studio, I'd love for you guys to sit down and we do the deep dive. I'm fascinated that you guys have charter schools, and I think there's a good conversation there to have. So when things calm down, I'd love to see both you guys in studio, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Member census2020.gov. And that's David and Lydia. They are with Chicanos para la Causa. And again, there's a lot of things we can discuss with those two folks. So I'm glad that they came on today. When we come back, I got Daniel Wood running for Congress. Teacher Andrew, I want you to call up. Bill Beard just called with a great idea. We're going to revisit that a little bit. And then a Rob article column from the Arizona Republic this weekend. The Star would never print this. Has to do with, is shutting down the economy worth, quote, flattening the curve? Wake up.